as morbidly religious. All that we knew was that this woman had married my Uncle Michael after his first wife had died, and had taken him and his children up to her native Knaresborough sometime in the late 1970s. He knew that when they were married, Aunt Imelda had only recently become the widow of a very rich importer of tropical hardwoods. Some family members were impressed that Uncle Michael had married into money, and I always suspected that they hoped the wealth might be shared around. As a child, I took even less interest in my relatives than I do now, but I remember Aunt Imelda being talked about because she had apparently insisted that Michael's children were to be sent to boarding school. Reason enough, I always felt, for disliking the woman. Back in the early years of her marriage to Uncle Michael, though, she did at least write to my mother from time to time, bemoaning the standards of young people, broadcasters and politicians. Her hectoring letters never contained any personal information, though being more likely to include some improving religious pamphlet than a photo.